It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Good morning. It is the Panthers Insider Show, edition one for 2019.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Two guys talking hockey.
Exactly. Live at the BB&T Center, high above the ice surface, as the Panthers take on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. And the Panthers back at home just for one day, and then they pack those suitcases again, and they'll be gone for a while, starting with a red-hot Pittsburgh team coming up Tuesday. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Kevin Rogers. Great to be here, and Happy New Year to everybody. And, well, the Panthers tonight, a big one-off homestand, as they are in the midst of 7 of 8 on the road, and we've had a couple of stretches like this season. I know we've talked about, but tonight the Panthers, 7 o'clock against a good Columbus Blue Jackets team that's going to be in the second end of a back-to-back. They're trying to bounce back from a loss last night at the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Panthers, of course, a legacy Saturday tonight, honoring Radek Dvorak, big part of the 25th anniversary season, so you don't want to miss this one. Puck drops at 7. You can get your tickets by calling 954-835-PUCK by going to floridapanthers.com or go to ticketmaster.com, and of course, we'd love to have you down here tonight at 7 when things get going, but if you're unable to make it, we will have it all across the radio network beginning at 6:30 p.m. So one way or another, you can always catch the games on Fox Sports Florida as well. There are multiple ways to consume Panthers hockey. We'd love to have you down here, of course, tonight, though, when the Panthers and the Blue Jackets meet again. And this is a big Eastern Conference matchup, and Kevin touched on it a little bit there, but a lot of importance on this one. The Panthers home tonight, and then it's off to the road for 5 straight, and it's a road trip that's going to cover a lot of ground. Starts at 7 o'clock Tuesday in Pittsburgh. Then the Panthers go to Edmonton Thursday at 9 Eastern, Calgary Friday at 9 Eastern. Then after that, a week from tomorrow, the Panthers will be in Vancouver, and a week from Tuesday, the trip wraps up in Montreal. So I guess when you look at it on paper, you might call it the Western Canada trip, but it's kind of just a North American trip because it starts in Western Pennsylvania, it goes to Western Canada, and it ends in Western Quebec. So it's kind of a Western different geographical locations trip.
So the Panthers on the road for a while in January, but they'll make it up in February because there's a ton of home games.
A lot of home games in February.
So they'll make it up in February. But first, though, the Columbus Blue Jackets coming up tonight, Tortsontown, and we'll see if the Panthers can bounce back from the loss to Buffalo on Thursday. And we have a very busy show this morning.
Lots to cover. Lots to cover indeed. We'll be hearing from Panthers head coach Bob Bugner coming up in a little bit. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday after practice, so some thoughts going into tonight's game from the Panthers head coach Bob Bugner. Also reflecting back on Keith Yandle being selected to the upcoming NHL All-Star festivities out in San Jose later on this month. We'll have some sound from Keith Yandle as well, and then coming up next segment, we'll hear a one-on-one conversation I had yesterday with the newest Panther defenseman, Chris Weidman, who was acquired in a trade just about a week ago. And then coming up later on in the hour, we'll hear from Columbus Blue Jackets radio voice Bob McElligott to help us preview tonight's contest, takes behind enemy lines a little bit, and find out more about this Blue Jackets team that, again, just finished up a game about 11 hours ago or so in Raleigh. And they fell in that game by a 4-2 score. So both teams looking for big responses tonight when they hit the ice against when the Panthers hit the ice against the Blue Jackets at 7.
And as long as we don't hear the cannon, then we'll be okay tonight. So that's a good thing.
I don't think they bring it on the road.
No, they shouldn't. But the Panthers, with 3 games this past week, all decided by 1 goal. So let's look back at the 3 games, starting with last Saturday, the final home game in 2018 at the BB&T Center, the Panthers hosting the Philadelphia Flyers, and a game in which the Flyers, who have had their struggles of late on the road, they went into that game with a loss in overtime to Tampa Bay a few nights before. The Panthers also coming off their loss to Montreal, so obviously the Panthers and the Flyers with a lot to play for in that game going into last Saturday night. And right out of the gate, Shane Gostisbehere scores his 5th goal of the season 2 minutes in to give the Flyers the early 1-0 lead. That's the only goal the Flyers would score on the night, 1-0 through 1, 1-0 through 2. And then in the 3rd period, the Panthers would get on the power play, and it was Mike Hoffman that was able to even things up at 1 apiece.
Yandle to Huberdeau near circle in front. Dadonov tied up, can't get a shot away. And in front of the shot, they score! Huberdeau to Hoffman, a power play goal, and we're tied at 1 here.
the third.
And we've talked about this, Doug, for such a long time about the power play, how it was non-existent. It felt like the first 9 or 10 games of the season, and then it went for a long stretch where it felt like every game the Panthers were scoring a power play goal.
And it still feels that way. This Panthers team, really, you look at about the last month to 6 weeks or so, scoring pretty close to a third of the time on the power play. And, you know, when the Panthers get the puck moving on that power play, it's every bit as dangerous as any power play unit in the National Hockey League. And they're doing it in different ways. Different guys are coming through in big situations. And Mike Hoppin's been finding a way to come through in big situations all season long. And for him, the big thing we all know about that big shot that he can get set up there at the top of the circle, but he's able to get down near the net. We see him find loose pucks. We see him score a lot of different ways. And great to see for Mike Hoppin, who's continued to have a great first season in a Panthers uniform.
And Hoffman's goal, his 18th on the season. Huberdeau and Barkov on the assist, all of a sudden tied up at one. It seemed like we were destined for overtime heading towards the end of regulation. However, though, Jonathan Huberdeau able to give the Panthers the lead, so the Panthers can secure 2 points.
Sends a pass to the neutral zone. Dadonov into the offensive end. Dadonov near circle, drops it back. Barkov across shot. They score! Jonathan Huberdeau is giving the Panthers a 2-1 lead with 1:06 to go in the third. What a setup and what a finish. Jonathan Huberdeau gives the Panthers their first lead of the night.
And that goal for Huberdeau, his 10th on the season. Barkov, another assist. Dadonov, an assist. And the Panthers hold on for the 2-1 win. Another solid performance in net for James Reimer. He made 34 saves after allowing the early goal. He was pretty much a brick wall back there.
He was brilliant in that game and, again, gave up the early one. I think it was 1:45 in when Shane Gostisbehere scored there, but he really settled in after that. Didn't let that bother him at all. He was fantastic. And then the Panthers' big guns coming through there in the late stages. Mike Hoffman leads the Panthers in goals. He had one in that game to get him on the board, and Jonathan Huberdeau scored in the extreme late stages. And that's been a big theme for the Panthers this season, is those big guys coming through when it counts right there, and they did.
Panthers pick up the home win, so they finished 2018 at least at home with a victory over Philadelphia. The Panthers wrapping up 2018 in Detroit on New Year's Eve to face the Red Wings. And the Panthers and Red Wings so far splitting the first two matchups of the season, with the road team winning each time, and the Panthers had just been in Detroit and won 2-1, so now back there again at Little Caesars Arena. And it was a rough first period for Roberto Luongo. He allowed 3 goals, including Thomas Vanek scoring his 6th to make it a 3-0 lead for the Red Wings. So Luongo got the hook after one period of play, and just a disappointing start for Luongo.
Well, it was one of those situations. You certainly, you can't put, you can't blame him for all of what happened in that first period. But sometimes when you fall behind in a game, you just look for any way to spark the team. And a change that was made was James Reimer coming in to start period number 2 in that one.
So Reimer in, and the Panthers, they would start the comeback. You got to get one at a time. That's all you can do. But first, it was Jared McCann, a shorthanded goal to get the Panthers on the board.
To Jared McCann, he'll bring it into the slot. McCann, a shot, and the save made by Hornets. Lose it. It's a shorthanded goal. McCann right on the goal crease. He's able to find it. He backhands, and the Panthers are able to get a shorthanded goal, and Jimmy Howard is shaken up down there for Detroit.
And the goal for McCann, his 7th on the season. Lamico and Pesek on the assist, 6:19 in to the second period. All of a sudden, the Panthers on the board, down 3-1. But then later on in the period, it was Henrik Borgstrom, one of the young Panthers, able to sneak the Panthers within 1.
Using their favor to chip away here at this 2-goal deficit that remains on the board. Their forecheck's been very good. It's forcing the Red Wings into some mistakes. We've seen that throughout the game here. And in come the Panthers again. Borgstrom looking across in front, bouncing puck. They jam it and they score! The Panthers get another one back. Henrik Borgstrom able to get a piece of it, and he poked it past Jimmy Howard. And the Panthers pull to within 1.
Borgstrom's 3rd on the season, coming at the 12-11 mark of the 2nd. Petrano and Ekblad with the assist. So now the Panthers just down 3-2. And then 3 minutes later, another young Panther would even things up.
On to in to the near side, Furkan. Furkan along the near wall, shouldered by Kiselevich, taken back. Howerluck up the near side. Here's Sevier to the offensive end for the Panthers. He's got a man on him, that's Hronek, centered in front, and they score! Jace Howerluck has tied the game for the Panthers! A bang-bang play, Sevier right out in front to Howerluck, and this game is tied at 3.
And that goal for Harlock, his third. Colton Sevier to the assist, 15-15 into the second. So all of a sudden, Doug, you go from down 3-0 after one, just pack it in, be finished for the night. But three goals in the second, all of a sudden it's a new game.
Well, the Panthers came out with that spark in the second period. And that second period overall, they outshot the Red Wings 14-2. And shots aren't always the true indicator of how a period or a game goes, but in that second period, it was the indicator of how things went. The action was down in the Detroit zone that whole period, and you had a sense that when Jared McCann scored that shorthanded goal, that the tables turned entirely in that hockey game. And even though the Panthers were still down 3-1, they looked like the team that had the 3-1 lead, even though they were the team that was down 3-1. And then, of course, the goals from Borgstrom and Hauerluck. Can't say enough about the spark that those two have brought to the lineup since they were called up at the exact same time from Springfield. They each have three goals on the season, and they each have brought a good spark, like I said, and some energy. And in that game, they helped Panthers get that thing tied up. And in the third, after we had six combined goals in the first two periods, in the third, there wasn't any goal scored.
And one note before we get to overtime, that I find it interesting too, when you see who scored the goals, you don't see Barkov, you don't see Hoffman, you don't see Dadonov, you don't see Huberto, that some of the young guys stepping up, that's not just depending on the big guns all the time, that in this game where you're down 3-0, it seems like it's hopeless, that all of a sudden that the young guys were able to make the comeback.
And they responded big in that situation, and it was something, like I said, when you get a shorthanded goal, that can be one of the biggest momentum swings in hockey at any level, and you saw it right there. And that shorthanded goal really turned things around. But I think what you're seeing there, you mentioned that, Kevin, the confidence that some of these young guys have, especially those guys that have just been called up recently, it's really showing through, and it's really helping these guys succeed in these situations.
Panthers tied up at three, go to the third. Of course, there's no scoring in the third after three goals by Detroit in the first and three by the Panthers in the second. Nothing in the third, so we go to overtime. Nothing in overtime. And then the Panthers go to the shootout. And one of those players I mentioned that didn't score a goal in regulation, he decided to get the game-winning goal in the shootout.
Huberto goes off to the far side through that left circle, heads in, makes a move, Dixie scores, what a move! Jonathan Huberto beats Jimmy Howard, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead here in the shootout.
And the Panthers end up winning it in the shootout, 1-0. James Reimer was big as well, and Reimer made 12 saves in regulation in the overtime, didn't allow a goal in the shootout, and the Panthers pick up a big 4-3 road win.
And, you know, he came in, and coming in off the bench in the NHL as a goaltender, that's no easy task, as we always mention. Even though he came in to start a period, there's not a bullpen out there. You don't get to have your tosses get warmed up. Sometimes you just have to come right in. James Reimer probably had a little bit more time because he was starting a period to be able to get adjusted and get himself kind of ready to roll there, but he started that second period, stopped 12 out of 12, and the Panthers in that second period especially, they outshot the Red Wings 14-2. They gave James Reimer a chance to really get into the feel of the hockey game, really get into a rhythm there, and after that, he was perfect in the third. He was perfect in the shootout when they needed him most there, and they won the game by a 4-3 count in the shootout, and Jonathan Huberto made a great move. He was the only shooter to score in that shootout, and it was the difference maker for the Panthers.
The only thing you can do is take your hat off before you go in. That's your only warm-up as a goalie. Take off that baseball hat before you go into the game. So the Panthers get the win over Detroit, and they have the New Year's to celebrate. And what better way to start 2019 than in Buffalo? As at least the good news is the Panthers have their final game in Buffalo. They still take on the Sabres again one more time this season. But unfortunately for the Panthers, it was a quick start for the Sabres, who played without Jack Eichel. Jeff Skinner continues a fantastic year, scored his 27th early. Tage Thompson putting his fifth. So Buffalo up 2-0 after one. And before we continue, Doug, this has been five straight games. The Panthers have fallen behind early. And is there anything there to that?
I don't think so. I think it's just the ebbs and flows of an 82-game season. But I think the biggest thing that you can take from it is the Philadelphia game. They bounced back. They were the better team that entire game. They gave up one early, but they didn't let it bother them. They responded. The Detroit game, you go down 3-0. There was no panic. There's no panic at all. That's a good trait for a hockey team to have. You don't want to fall behind early in games, but when you show that ability to respond, it says something about the group that you have and the character that they have.
Panthers go into the second down 2-0, and more than halfway through it still was 2-0, and then Frank Vatrano he would fire away and continue a career season, and he would get the Panthers on the board.
And a little tie-up on the far wall, a two-on-one for the Panthers. Here's Vetrano up the left wing with Hauerluck. Vetrano, a shot, he scores! Frank Vetrano gets the Panthers on the board here in the second. Oh, did he ever rip that one past Linus Allmark.
That goal for Vetrano, his 11th season with the assist, made it 2-1. And you see a guy like this, Doug, that was very good in the minors, and it felt like the Panthers, I don't want to say got him for nothing, but they got him very cheap, and it's really paid off.
No question. Frank Vetrano has a nose for the net. And the other thing I think that we've learned about Frank Vetrano this season is, you know, he gets in on that forecheck with a great physical presence. The guy can fly. The guy can flat out fly, and he can also rip it. He's got one of the best shots in the National Hockey League. I mean, his release is unbelievable. You saw it right there on that goal that he scored. He's got a new career high here. He's up to 11 goals on the season, and he's become a really important player on this Panthers offensive attack.
Panthers down 2-1 after two. The Sabres would score out of the gate in the third, 80 seconds in. Sam Reinhart is ninth. So Buffalo back up by 2 goals, 3-1. And it was 3-1 for most of the period. And then it got interesting later on. Panthers back on the power play. And there's Mike Hoffman once again unleashing one. And they get the Panthers back within one.
Yandle across the blue line. Looks over to the far side. Barkov down low. Huberdeau in front. Jams at it. But a save is made by Allmark. It's loose at the top of the goal crease. They score! Mike Hoffman able to pounce on him. The Panthers have a power play goal. And they've cut it to a one-goal Buffalo lead.
And the goal by Hoffman is 19th of the season. Barkov and Huberdeau with the assist. We're used to seeing that. And again, Hoffman, just another incredible debut for the Panthers this season. He's one goal shy of 20.
Now you think about that. He's one goal shy of 20, and tonight for him will be for the Panthers will be game number 40. So he's averaging a goal about every two games, and he's having a huge season. Leads the Panthers with those 19 goals, and that one again shows that he can score in a lot of different ways. He was just the first guy to get to a loose puck at the top of the goal crease at a big time in the hockey game, and it gave the Panthers a real jolt there late in the game.
Panthers down 3-2. Jeff Skinner would score again, his 28th, to give Buffalo the 4-2 lead. But later on, though, still with a minute and a half remaining, Alexander Barkov would get the Panthers back within one.
Long gives to Dadonov up to the blue line. Dadonov dropped it off Yandle for Barkov. Now a short pass. He heads in left wing side for Huberdeau. Out along the near boards. Ekblad left point cuts in top of the near circle up high. Long drive Yandle. It's loose in front and they score! So the Panthers back to within one here in Buffalo.
And that goal for Barkov, his 16th. Yandle Ekblad with the assists. 18:31, the time of that goal. The Sabres had some chances towards the end to take another two-goal lead. A couple of those shots at the end on the empty net just missed, and the Panthers fall short 4-3 as they lose to Buffalo for the first time in three tries this season. And we know this Buffalo team, Doug, has made plenty of strides. They had the 10-game winning streak earlier in the season. They're right there in the mix towards the top of the Atlantic. Obviously, Tampa Bay right now running away with the division. But Roberto Luongo, though, makes 29 saves in the defeat. And the Panthers right now at 17-16-6. Heading into tonight's action with Columbus.
Still a lot of hockey to play in this season, and the Panthers have won 6 out of their last 9 games. That's a pace of winning 2 out of every 3, and you keep doing that, you're going to be in a good spot. So this Panthers team looking at a big game here tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and this is a big game within the Eastern Conference against a Columbus team that also has playoff aspirations. So now we get into hearing from Panthers head coach Bob Bugner on this matchup tonight, as the Panthers are set to take on Columbus, and the importance of this game tonight.
Yeah, it's important that, again, we want to be good at home. Obviously, it's tougher to win on the road. I think that, again, we find ourselves in a little bit of a response situation, much like after the Montreal game where we didn't feel that we had our best. And a team that's we've had some troubles with in the last little while. So we know they're on a back-to-back. We know how hard they play and how physical they are, and we got to be able to match that intensity. And, to get 2 points before we head out on a tough road trip.
It is a long road trip coming up for the Panthers. 5 straight on the road after this one. So a lot of importance on this home game against Columbus. Earlier in the week, also mentioned Keith Yandle selected to the NHL All-Star Game coming up later this month out in San Jose. Here's Panthers head coach Bob Bugner when I caught up to him earlier this week, right after that announcement that Keith Yandle is going to be an All-Star.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I think that you know, there's so many guys that could have been our nominee, I guess you could say. But Kisa, a great pitcher of what's going on here. I think that we have one of the better power plays in the league, and he's a quarterback of that power play. So there's a lot to be said about that. Two, I think we all know what he brings to the rink on a daily basis in leadership and you know, how the guys respect him and look up to him. And as an older guy that's been around, he keeps things loose, and I think it's well-deserved, and I think it's a great honor for him.
And it certainly is a great honor, and he'll be a great representative for the Panthers out in San Jose at the NHL All-Star festivities. Still, you can get on NHL.com and take part in the last man in vote. Try to get Alexander Barkov in there as well. He's part of that last man in vote, so go to NHL.com and cast a vote for Alexander Barkov. I know I did, and let's hear from Keith Yandle. He was asked how he found out about being an All-Star.
Dale told me yesterday coming into practice, so it was pretty cool that it came from him too. And then kind of one of those things, I had to keep it quiet all day, but it was pretty cool when he told me. You know, it's obviously very humbling, you know, especially, you know, the amount of talent there is in the game and, you know, on our team everywhere. And it's, you know, for me, it's, you know, looking at the roster, it's kind of, you know, one of those things you pinch yourself a little bit, but, you know, obviously excited to represent our team, and, you know, hopefully there'll be some power plays at the All-Star game.
I'll tell you what, in the 3-on-3 format at the All-Star game, Keith Yandle, with his passing ability, he's going to be a pretty important part of the Atlantic Division squad. No doubt about that, getting the puck up to some of those forwards. And there are some great forwards that have been selected as well on the Atlantic Division side of things. But Panthers gearing up now for a big game tonight, 7 o'clock. The Columbus Blue Jackets are in town. You don't want to miss this one because, well, after this one, the Panthers are on the road for about a week and a half. So you want to get out here tonight, see the Panthers take on Columbus, a big Eastern Conference matchup. We'll drop the puck at 7. We'll start the pregame show on the radio network at 6:30. If you can't be here with us, you can always catch the game on Fox Sports Florida as well. So one way or another, we hope you consume some Panthers hockey this evening, but we'd love to see you down here. It's a Legacy Saturday as well. We'll be honoring Radek Dvorak this evening. So make sure you come on down to the BB&T Center tonight. Also want to remind you folks, the Salins Red Hot Value Pack is back. Starting just $27, you'll receive a ticket and a parking pass in addition to a hot dog, beverage, and popcorn to a game. For more information, FloridaPanthers.com, where to go. You can call 954-835-PUCK for all your Panthers ticket information as well. And Kevin Rogers, we're not done here this morning.
We're not done yet? Oh, we got to go till 10 o'clock. Exactly. So we still have a long way to go. Chris Weidman will join. You'll hear his conversation with Doug coming up. Also, Bob McGillicutt. He is the radio voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets. We will hear from Bob coming up. The Blue Jackets lost at Carolina last night. So the Panthers taking on a motivated, I won't say an angry team, but a motivated Blue Jackets team tonight as Columbus in the top half of the Metro Division, and always a team that is fighting for the playoffs, so will not be easy for the Panthers. Tonight, Panthers Blue Jackets here at the BB&T Center. Panthers Insider continues right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Liggins with you. Panthers Blue Jackets tonight from the BB&T Center. The Panthers will pack their bags and they will do around North America in 80 days, it feels like. Pittsburgh, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, Montreal. I think I hit them all.
Yes, the Western Pennsylvania, Western Canada, Western Quebec trip. It's coming up here for the Panthers after tonight's home game against Columbus. Again, 7 o'clock face-off, 954-835, PuckFloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. We hope to see you down here. We'll have it at 6:30 with the pregame, and then the puck drops at 7 across the radio network. It is a Legacy Saturday honoring Radek Dvorak this evening. Legacy Saturdays have been an awesome part of the 25th anniversary season, so you don't want to miss this one. Make sure you come on down tonight. We'd love to have you here. And again, calling all college students, text STUDENT to 64600 to opt into the Panthers Student Rush Program. Each ticket, $20, includes parking as well as access to the exclusive rooftop rush space. More info is available at FloridaPanthers.com. Had a chance yesterday to catch up after practice with the newest Panther, Chris Weidman. He was acquired in a trade with the Edmonton Oilers earlier in the week, a trade that sent defenseman Alexander Petrovich to Edmonton. So yesterday, got a chance to catch up with Chris Weidman, and the first thing I asked him was how exciting it is to be a Florida Panther.
Definitely very excited. A team that's, you know, competing for a playoff spot and a lot of good players and a lot of skill in this locker room, so very exciting.
And you mentioned that competing for a playoff spot. What's it, does it take anything, or is it just the way of the NHL now, when you go into a new situation, you kind of automatically get into that mindset where every game is so important, because at the end of the day, every game is so important from game one to 82.
Yeah, for sure. A division that I've played in before, so I'm comfortable, checking the standings and very familiar with the team. So, definitely something that, we're taking into consideration going in tomorrow night. That's a big game and definitely need 2 points.
And just in terms of blending in with a new group, I mean, I'm sure seen here since you've been here, it's a group of guys that genuinely gets along and enjoys being around each other. What's it, for you, what's the process of just getting acclimated to a new group?
Yeah, I think, anytime you come to a new group, it definitely takes a little bit of time, but the guys have been great trying to, welcome me and coaching staff and management, just trying to get me acclimated. So it's been good and just looking forward to the game and just getting started.
And on and off the ice, you had some prior knowledge of, some familiar faces here around the Panthers, from what I gather, right? Was that something that helped you in terms of making that transition?
Yeah, I played with Hoff for 6 years and played in the World Championships with Frank Petrano. So, two guys that, I'm comfortable with and guys that have been very helpful just getting me adjusted to the new group and new surrounding.
And just kind of an example of just how small the hockey world can be. I'm sure you've noticed that time and time again, but it seems like it's amazing. Every time you from my perspective, every time I meet a new guy, there's somebody out there that you've either played with or something. I'm sure you notice that all the time.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's important to be a good teammate in this game, not only for team success, but for, you never know where you're going to end up in the future. And guys have sharp memories I truly believe in being a good person and it always helps contributing in a team atmosphere.
I want to ask you about being from St. Louis, one of those areas of the country where it seems like there's a growing number of high level hockey players coming out of the area. Just from your perspective, going from when you were a kid to now, has it impressed you, and are you kind of proud every time you see a new St. Louis guy make it to a high level?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's something that I take a lot of pride in. I think a lot of credit has to go to the St. Louis Blues and some of the alumni that have stayed around and helped coach youth hockey. It really is cool. And a few years ago, having all those kids drafted in the first round and now seeing them come into the NHL and become really good players. Clayton Keller's an all-star in Arizona, and he's I think in his second year, so it's pretty cool to see and just happy for all those guys having success.
Anything that you saw, I guess, in turn, you mentioned the coaching, but that just in your mind kind of led to that growing number of guys that have been able to climb the hockey ladder?
Yeah, no, I think a lot of it has to do with the coaching. It's not many places in the country do kids grow up playing for ex-NHL players all the way through mites to midget, and I was fortunate enough to have that experience, and I truly owe a lot to all the alumni and the St. Louis Blues for where I am today.
And then just, continuing to look down the stretch here, just the goals that you have for the second half of the season.
Yeah, no, I just, like I said before, coming to a team that has an opportunity to make the playoffs, that's my ultimate goal, is to play playoff hockey this year with the Florida Panthers, and I know that's the same for everybody in this room, so I think that if we can accomplish that and build from there, it could be a special year.
If you had to, put out a scouting report on what kind of player Chris Weidman is for some of the fans out there who maybe haven't seen you play in person, how would you describe yourself as a player?
Yeah, no, just... try to be a compliment to the offense, try to get up into the play and move the puck up to the forwards. I've been saying that there's a ton of skill in this locker room, and there really is. Look at some of the forwards that we have in this team. That's high-end skill. So just try to get the puck to them, try to play solid defense, but work on getting pucks through from the point to the net and try to create offense.
And you mentioned your familiarity with the division. When you were on the opposing side, I mean, what were some of the things you thought of when you were going up against a guy like Barkov or Huberdeau?
Yeah, you know, Barkov is just a large man and with a tremendous amount of skill. So he was always difficult to handle, and Hubie, you know, the same way, just a, you know, high level of talent and a guy that has a knack for scoring. So I'm definitely looking forward to play with these guys and see if I can, you know, get the puck up to him and we can have some fun.
Chris Weidman, the newest Panther right there. Great to catch up with him yesterday, learn a little bit more about him coming in here and yet to make his Panthers debut. We'll see when that happens. Not sure if it's going to be tonight or later on. We'll find out probably a little bit here after the Panthers skate this morning if he'll get in tonight or if that Panthers debut will be coming up at another time. But a guy who comes in, he was an all-star in the American Hockey League, and this guy is 28 years old. He's a guy who's been a pro for a while and certainly is looking forward to his chance to helping out this Panthers team, and comes in with some familiarity with some members of the Panthers as well. So great to catch up with him, learn a little bit more about his background as he is the newest Florida Panther acquired in a trade just a little under a week ago. Folks, you can learn to play hockey with the Florida Panthers. First-time hockey players ages 5 to 9 have the opportunity to learn to play hockey for just $175. All participants receive a free full set of ice hockey gear with their first 6 weeks of on-ice training. Go to floridapanthers.com/learn-to-play for more information and find out how to sign up. And just a great program, again, for young first-time hockey players ages 5 to 9. Definitely go check that out, floridapanthers.com/learn-to-play. Panthers and the Blue Jackets tonight. It's a 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 pregame on the radio network. You can watch it on Fox Sports Florida, but we'd love to have you down here, and you can get your tickets by calling 954-8355, by going to floridapanthers.com, by going to ticketmaster.com. It's Radek Dvorak's Legacy Saturday. Looking forward to seeing everybody down here this evening when the Panthers take on Columbus.
The Panthers look to beat the Blue Jackets for the first time in 3 meetings this season. Remember, they had that loss back in the home opener way back in October, so the Panthers looking to pick up some revenge tonight against Columbus. And coming up, we will hear from the radio voice of the Blue Jackets, Bob McGillicutt, Bobby Mack, as they like to call him on the streets, as he will join us, the radio voice of Columbus, get some more info on the Blue Jackets, who are right there in the Metro Division race right behind the Washington Capitals. So we'll talk to Bobby coming up. Panthers, Blue Jackets tonight. You're listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Cats recap. The game's not over yet. We haven't even started.
Several hours away.
Yes, long way to go. Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. Panthers and the Columbus Blue Jackets coming up tonight at the BB&T Center. And the Panthers hit the road to go to Pittsburgh Tuesday. And the Panthers will be on the road for a bit. But it does not get easier for the Panthers, taking on two of the top three teams in the Metro over the next few nights, first with Columbus.
Columbus tonight at 7. The Panthers, as Kevin said, go to Pittsburgh 7 o'clock Tuesday. Calgary, Edmonton, 9 o'clock on Thursday. That's Eastern. And then off to Calgary the next night, Friday night at 9. And then the trip rounds out Sunday, a week from tomorrow in Vancouver, and then a week from Tuesday in Montreal. So a long 5-game trip that's going to cover a lot of miles for the Panthers coming up after this game tonight at 7 o'clock against Columbus. 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And just looking ahead here a couple of weeks, you can join us as we celebrate the military and those who've served and sacrificed on Military Appreciation Night. That's Friday, January 18th against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Fans can bid on exclusive warm-up worn camouflage jerseys, and in addition, the first 10,000 fans will receive a Flashback Friday slap bracelet. That is Military Appreciation Night coming up on January 18th against Toronto. For more information, floridapanthers.com, where to go. But first order of business, we're going to talk about tonight's game, Panthers and the Blue Jackets at 7 tonight.
And we welcome in the radio voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Bob McGillicutt, Bobby Mack, as they call him. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And Doug, by the way, does have a future as an auctioneer if he wants it, from what I just heard.
Wow.
He can do it. He can do it. He knows how to get the people going. You just got to get that little fan of yours with a number on it and raise it when you need it. But, Bobby, the Blue Jackets coming off a loss last night in Carolina against the Hurricanes, a bit of a tough start, down 3-0 early. Just what happened in that game?
Well, you're being kind when you say a tough start. How about you get on the road and you don't show up to play in the first period of the game? And that's exactly what happened. I think they took for granted that Carolina had played the night before in Philadelphia and thought maybe they were in the better position being the rested team, sitting there and waiting, and they got it handed to them in the first period of that game last night in all aspects, from goaltending to every position on the ice. John Tortorella said after the game that there were too many passengers in the game last night. He was absolutely right. It's really hard to pick out somebody that had a good game. The two goals that they did score came within 25 seconds of one another. And that was only after he switched the lines, which seemed that there were some people, specifically Artemi Panarin, finally came to life when he got taken off the first line. So, yeah, it was a bad game. That's a game on paper. I think when you're a team that's in the top of the division, like the Blue Jackets are, and they're battling the Penguins and the Capitals, and you've got the surprising Islanders just hanging around and only a point behind you, you've got to win games against those teams like the Carolina Hurricanes that are down in the standings. And they didn't do it. They didn't show up and do their job last night. So they have a job that they have to do tonight here in Florida.
And Bob, a guy I wanted to ask you about who seems like night to night, when things are really clicking offensively for Columbus, a guy who seems to be in the middle of it so often is Cam Atkinson. And looks like he could be on pace for a career high in goals this season. What's been the biggest thing for him? He's already tied his total from last year.
Oh, Cam has always been a guy that has hot streaks throughout the course of the season. But this year his hot streak came early, and it lasted a little bit longer than the other ones that he has had. But I think the biggest thing for Cam is he's playing on the only line that is producing consistently for this team. He's playing with Pierre-Luc Dubois and Artemi Panarin on most nights. And, those three have really worked together well. And Cam has been the beneficiary of that combination because he's the shooter on that line. And Panarin loves to pass, and he loves to set up Cam, and Cam has taken full advantage of it. So, he's been locked in. And, again, his history ever since coming into this league is he can get really hot and he can turn around and get really cold right after that. And, he hasn't been scoring at the frantic pace lately that he was a couple of weeks ago, but he has been the most consistent forward. He's going to the All-Star game, rightfully so, with 24 goals on the year. So he's always dangerous, especially when Artemi Panarin's on top of his passing game. That makes Cam a much better shooter and a much better scorer.
Bob, it's never easy playing with no rest, but the Blue Jackets have lost 5 of 6 games this year on the second of a back-to-back. What has been the issue there?
Well, I don't know, but if they lose tonight, there's going to be a bigger issue because after what they did last night, they cannot not show up two nights in a row. I don't know what it is. I think we all make too much out of this back-to-back stuff. I mean, these guys have done this throughout their career, whether it be in junior, whether it be in the minor leagues. It's something that people like us talk about because it's a talking point. You can come up with that record, but there's nothing I can sit there and say, well, they're just so damn tired after the first game that they can't get in the, that's not the case. I don't know what it is. Maybe a little bit of bad luck, but I'm telling you, the incentive for them tonight, if I were them, I would be so thrilled to play again tonight because what they did last night was embarrassing, and they need to wipe that from the slate with a good game tonight.
And Bob, last thing here, last night the two goaltenders, essentially split the game down the middle. Any indication yet if it'll be a Bobrovsky or a Korpisalo production tonight, or is that something we'll wait till 5:30 when John Tortorella talks to the media to hear about?
If he talks to the media today, he was in pretty bad mood last night. No, he will, but there's no indication. I think you've got to take Bobrovsky and throw him back in there. He wasn't good either. The second goal that he gave up last night was kind of a fluke goal to Dougie Hamilton. It's one that he should have made the catch of, and it got by his glove and got in the net. So it wouldn't surprise me if they go right back to him tonight. When you're dealing with goaltenders of that caliber, and you guys know, you've got a star in Roberto Luongo there. And the way that coaches normally handle it, to me, if you start Korpisalo, who he had a couple of good saves, but he didn't face nearly the same pressure that Bobrovsky did. To me, it's almost a kind of, in a way, a slap in the face if you're going to sit your star on the bench and put the other guy back in. You know, he had a bad start. He got taken out of the game. And I personally would be shocked if they don't go back to him and have him start this game tonight.
Bob McGillicutt, the radio voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets 2-0 against the Panthers this season. We'll see if the Panthers can break through against the Jackets. Bob, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, there's Bob McGillicutt joining us there as the Blue Jackets. We'll see what we get out of them tonight after losing in Carolina last night.
So it sounds like they're going to be a motivated team coming in this evening. They didn't get an outing that they were happy with last night. The Panthers are going to be looking for a response to a loss against the Sabres back on Thursday on the road. So two teams looking for bounce backs here this evening when the Panthers meet Columbus. Big game here tonight for each of the two teams. And again, the Panthers going on the road after this one. But tonight, Kevin, one of those important games. You have to. Bob Buechner said it earlier on when we heard from him. You want to be tough to play against at home, and the Panthers want to make the most of their games on home ice. This is one of those games that certainly, you know, I know it's one game on the schedule. This is a big one for the Panthers before they go on the road for five straight. You want to make sure you bounce back from the loss on Thursday. You want to make sure you get something to build on, some momentum going into this long road trip that's coming up. And it's not just a long road trip, Kevin. It's a long road trip against some dangerous teams. You're going up against a red-hot Pittsburgh team. Maybe the hottest team in the National Hockey League is the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Panthers are going to visit them coming up on Tuesday, and then Thursday you're taking on Connor McDavid and the crew, and then the Calgary Flames, who've been one of the top teams in the Western Conference. They're on the schedule for Friday night. So that's the first three games of this road trip. You want to certainly get the ball rolling in a positive way going into that road trip.
Yeah, and then Vancouver, the Panthers had problems with when they were here earlier in the season, and then Montreal, who we saw the Panthers just lose to. So,
and those are such important games. The Panthers still have three left against the Canadiens, and all three of those are going to have a playoff-type feel the rest of the way.
Yeah, there's definitely no gimmies. Definitely none. I know it's cliche, and we talk about it all the time, but there's no games that the Panthers can just walk in and pick up an automatic win. They'll have to work for all of these games. And it starts off with the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Panthers trying to break through against the Blue Jackets for the first time this season. That is a 7 o'clock puck drop, a legacy Saturday. Radek Dvorak will be honored tonight at the BB&T Center.
And we want to see you down here again at 7 o'clock faceoff. We'll have the pregame show beginning at 6:30 across the radio network, so don't miss that. You can catch it on Fox Sports Florida as well. Lots of different ways to take in tonight's game, but we'd love to see you down here at the BB&T Center. 954-835-POCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets. And the Panthers, of course, after this one, going on the road for five in a row, so you want to make sure that you're here tonight. Tonight to see the Panthers and a good Columbus team. This is going to be an entertaining hockey game here tonight. A lot of speed and skill on each side tonight, so don't miss this one way or the other. But again, we'd love to see you down here.
Absolutely. And for Doug Plagans, I am Kevin Rogers. Panthers Blue Jackets tonight here at the BB&T Center. You've been listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.